Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, 4 o'clock in the Northwest, 7 o'clock on the East Coast. Good afternoon, it's Chef Gerardo. Thanks for tuning in to Food Mania today, Thursday. Hello, Thursday, everybody. And happy Thursday as well. All kinds of stuff going on out there. Anticipating the July 4th, unlike any other July 4th that we've had in most of our lifetime, where suddenly we're not going to be behaving exactly in the same way that we normally do. And I heard a whole bunch of stories in the last couple of days, which was so positive about, you know, not making the virus and our, you know, stay-at-home stuff and our social distancing and our mask wearing come in the way of just trying to do something safely on July 4th and just celebrate a day that is kind of bittersweet on so many levels. Now, it's always going to be perfectly joyous that we're celebrating the country that we all live in, and freedom and independence. And it's bittersweet this year just because it's connected to so many recent memories. Aside from the CV-19 blanket that is we're all wrapped up in on a daily basis. Aside from that, you know, we should, all of us, for the most part, we'll never be used to this on a total level for the rest of our lives and love it, but we are getting used to the methods of our daily operations and how to just go about the day. And hopefully that includes the awareness of safety issues. You know, it's interesting. Radio shows are interesting because, you know, my audience is very diverse, and I'm getting to find that out just by reading the comments and responses from people who listen to the show, and they've all been pretty funny in the sense that they span a lot of different thoughts, and most of them are really great. In fact, I've never had any real negative thoughts. I get a couple of people who, you know, have a certain opinion about certain things, and in my responses, this is not like a war, and I don't try to debate their ideas, and all I can say is that connected to July 4th, independence, with everything that's been going on, all the demonstrations and tests of what freedom really means. If we put all that stuff aside for a second, just for a couple of minutes, maybe 26 minutes, since we have that much time left in the show, to just take a deep breath and lighten the idea of using these timestamps, these time markers. In other words, right now, if I stop everything and I say, what do you think you were doing exactly 1 year ago today? I know in my case, and in the case of being a chef or a restaurateur, usually on July 4th, for the most part, you're open. And depending on where the restaurant is and what the celebration is in the town that your restaurant is or your place where it is, there's maybe some local fireworks that are taking place. And somehow in the food business, you know, you expect a night either people are going to come in, you know, and you'll be booked solid from, you know, 4 o'clock till about 7:30 or 8. and then people slowly but surely will drift out and go to their respective places where they might be watching the fireworks. Other people are going to be absolutely in, a situation where they're having gatherings and family picnics and hundreds of different households and farms and local, island household, households and places on the island that I live in are having one celebration after another. And that's just usually what it is. So when I say, what were you doing last year? Fourth was probably one of those things. And I would say that this year is going to be a little bit different. We're already discussing and talking about the dine-in situation of local restaurants, and some places are open now at 50%. And generally speaking, circumstances are as safe as they can be, and people, hopefully follow their guidelines upon entering the restaurant and setting up a time or a meal there. It's just to follow the guidelines of the restaurant, but also wear your mask. Make sure if, in fact, you might have been exposed and you were just coming out of quarantine, that enough time has gone by. In other words, that before you enter the restaurant, hopefully you've been okay for 2 weeks. I know most of the places are doing temperature checks now. Why would you take a chance on, opening for business and not follow all the guidelines that you can to ensure a safe atmosphere now? So for the most part, that's what would be happening. Other people are expecting maybe some friends or family to the house. The same thing, it's kind of a risky situation unless you can kind of self-trace all your guests as to where they've been. And if they've been, following safe habits and doing the right thing. And if that's the case, then you'll have, more of a chance of not somebody carrying it asymptomatic and possibly spreading it to others. Everything's a risk, Now they say if you're going to have a gathering to spend most of your time outside. In other words, if you have a gathering, it's best that you have a yard party or a garden party or something like that, as opposed to being inside the house. And it looks, as far as I can tell, at least up here in the Northwest, the weather's going to be fairly good, maybe spotty, some little drizzles and showers, but there's no forecast at this point in time that I can see other than a little bit of light rain tomorrow. But as we get closer to the weekend, to the day of the 4th, people will have the ability to, make arrangements, hopefully, to be okay with that. And so, you have that option to, if you have a gathering right now, you have a couple of days to make sure you get the outside set up. That sort of thing. It's all, I guess, more than anything about wearing masks, and paying attention to each other, to try to absolutely maintain your distance and your space, and just be respectful and continuously wash your hands and have your hand sanitizer. And that's if your choice is to have a gathering for the holiday. And, we'll cover a little bit of it later. I was saying that most businesses are taking serious precautions for their customers on a lot of levels. But there's still that factor that, and people were talking about it many weeks ago before certain things opened up, that make your trips as infrequent as possible. And if you got to go to the grocery store, do that stuff. Try to go early in the morning if you're in a risk situation. And if you go during the day, just take all precautions necessary. But try to, limit your excursions out, your shopping sprees and stuff. Keep simplify as much as possible. I think according to, what's going on right now, you can pull it back a notch or two on your days off, And if you, on those days, staying close to home is probably the best idea. Anyway, there are some places that simply have not been really adhering to really strict guidelines as far as serving the public. And, unfortunately what will happen is they're going to mandate more rules about it, and probably businesses could be fined or shut down, just like the normal health department. If, you get a health inspection, all of a sudden they come into your store and they surprise you and they check the temperatures and your cleanliness and stuff. Most of the time you pass, sometimes you get some violations. And there's sometimes it's as bad as they actually put the key in the door right there on the spot. That'll probably be the same sort of situation. where restaurateurs are not monitoring the meals and, you know, putting people at risk. Anyway, so that's basically it. Other than that, there's no reason you can't have a fairly good good couple of days with, you know, seeing people in a safe way and being outside and all that stuff. But I wanted to say we want to call in right now. Welcome Ms. Rhonda E., who's just joined us. Rhonda E., hello.
Hello.
There she is. How are you doing today?
It's going. How about you?
Doing just fine.
Making a cup of coffee.
All right, nice. Yeah, we're just talking, catching up people to some of the realities of a holiday weekend and what to possibly expect and what to be aware of, and hopefully people will take notice on that sort of stuff. There's a, you know, a big boom right now, Rhonda E. That sounds funny when I say there's a big boom happening. What the boom I'm referring to is the business of the local island fireworks bands, and they have been reporting incredible vigorous sales this year as some of the main fireworks, you know, displays are canceled and the gatherings are canceled. Expect to probably see a lot of local people possibly kind of slipping it in there through the back and lighting off some stuff, maybe a little bit more than usual. So that's what the fireworks stores are saying, and people are asking where the safe places to light them off are. But they really have a certain amount of business every year that they're excited about. They were really amazed at the amount of extra fireworks they're selling this year at the stands. So be aware of that, and just make sure that if you know people around where you live and stuff are doing these little displays, that they're careful, and they and make sure your kids are like where you can see them. You know what I'm saying? Let your dogs know in plenty of time, get those guys situated, because, you know, as we both know very well, and for a lot of our listeners know too, that the doggies don't like fireworks very much. So
no, my dogs don't like fireworks.
It may be time to do the old Benadryl or whatever those little doggy downer type things are. You get them calmed down and quieted down, you know? Something to think about out there if you got pets that are absolutely, which most of them are. They all have their things, but they have the greatest ears and sensitivity to that kind of frequency of boom, 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 and just that sort of crackling, sort of high frequency sound from like the actual firecrackers and things that go pop, 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 pop. So that's it. That's what will be happening. It's really, isn't it kind of amazing that we're now into the second day of July? It's just, it's quite, things are quite going by quite quickly. So what do you think?
Bypassing is pretty quick.
Yeah,
I
that's
work.
For sure. You work on the weekend, of course. You go back to work, and that should be. Hopefully, people will enjoy some sort of a little 4th of July type menu item.
Yeah, I'm not really sure yet what that would look like, but hopefully, it'll be good for all of them. People can celebrate.
Absolutely. Well, I know every time I usually work in places where I had a specific population to feed, we always it was always hot dogs and hamburgers and potato salad and that sort of thing on 4th of July. You get, give everybody the feeling of a barbecue and a picnic, you know?
Right.
What's your one of your great memories of food on the 4th of July that you would make under a some sort of a situation that you like to make?
My favorite is just always the camping, s'mores, and just enjoying the family and having a big, huge bonfire and setting off the fireworks and doing all that with a bunch of people. It's always been the nicest part.
Yep.
So hopefully people will enjoy it this year too as well.
Yeah, well, that's what I was just talking about before you joined us. With yes, people can absolutely, you know, try to enjoy it. Just try to be as smart as possible, and respectful of other people. That's it. And if you do those two things, there's no reason that you can't have a nice little 4th of July for sure. I was just talking about somebody was doing a bunch of smoking of fish and what were they doing? Fish and chicken, and then lots of oysters and clams and things like that, smoking all kinds of seafood, planning to make a really nice little seafood and homemade sausage paella, which is that really good Spanish-style
nice.
Rice dish. Yeah. I know, wouldn't that be nice? So they got some chickens going. They got a big pork roast going. They got, I guess, two or three sides of beef, briskets, and said about 30 or 40 ribs, and a bunch of sauces. That should be quite a delicious situation over there. And a good friend of mine was telling me about it a little while ago, and then he said his daughter's a vegetarian though, so they're going to have like just their immediate family, and they've all been sort of quarantined together over the last couple of months, but they said it's like 15 or 16 people, and she's the only one that's a vegetarian, so I'm not sure what
right.
she's having, but anyway,
nice.
Yeah, should be kind of fun for sure. That's what I know. And that's there should be, I think there's a virtual Beach Boys concert online for people who know that the tradition of the Beach Boys, they always play a 4th of July show. And this year, I guess they're doing it from on a Zoom show. Not quite the same,
nice.
Right?
No, not quite the same.
It's like, how do you, who you do it to, and, you know, you can't really light firecrackers off.
It's off.
It'll be fine. Yeah.
I know people probably aren't going to do it, but you know there are going to be people that will.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. Well, you know, it's just that it's like I said earlier in the broadcast, and maybe you have some thoughts on that. I said, you know,
that
4th of July is always celebrated, you know, with family and friends. And if you, I talked about work. If your work is always kind of special, geared around it. The actual time that you're serving most people in a restaurant is usually between 4 and about 7:30. And then people go out and find their spots and go to the fireworks. And this year it's going to be a little different, of course, you know. But, you know, the most important thing is just to realize that, you know, at certain times, you know, you never know. And over the last 4 months, the concept of independence and freedom and rights has been so intense in the political sphere in our world, you know, that when we're thinking about celebrating freedom and independence and what our forefathers, you know, fought for and to you know, to form the what's called the United States of America, stirs up a lot of different feelings from different people. And I was really happy to see a couple of people who just thought, you know, put that aside, the differences are aside, and let's go back to the basics. And of course, the country music community, first in line, you know. I love it.
Right.
Just, you know, and so there's going to be a whole bunch of really cool country music happening over the next couple of days online, different sort of concerts and stuff. And it's going to be really good. So I think a lot of people are looking forward to just gathering, if they can't really do necessarily in person, but just having their close friends and families around, eating, doing what they're doing, and maybe having some of these concerts broadcasting a little bit in the background so people could kind of feel like they're at some kind of a show out in Nashville or someplace. Someplace in the sunshine.
Right.
You know? We're in tank tops and drinking beer and just putting your hands up and dancing a little bit and having the kids close by, you know, and just a big deal. So thank you for all those great artists for thinking of all of us.
Yeah.
That's what I say. That's what I know. Anyway, so how's your garden doing today? Check anything new?
No, I haven't been out there today, really. This has been my day where it's like getting ready for work and bill day. You know, good old dreadful bill day. So getting all that stuff done, and it's always very thankful when able to get it done, but it's just very time-consuming to go through all of it. And with COVID, it's made it a little harder with bills, as we all know, as far as being able to get things paid on time or get a hold of somebody. So it's a little more challenging. And then there's been like a few things that have come in the mail that have been kind of like what? You know, I've never, that, what, they're doing what? You know, kind of thing. And they're just kind of communicational errors, you know. So anyway, I've just been working on that most of the day, and that can be kind of time consuming. So I haven't really been out, went out once, and it was to hopefully rescue the dog from a bird, but that didn't happen. She got the bird before I got a chance to rescue the bird. So that was about as far as I got out today so far. Yeah. Well, I've got so many birds in my backyard and so many nests, and I think what's happening is every now and then, you know, a little one falls out and she goes for it. And obviously when one falls out, sometimes it could be the mom pushing them out because maybe one's sick, or sometimes it's just that they fall out and the mom's not going to come down and rescue the baby because it's too small. So it's kind of feast or famine with the cat or the dog.
Whoa.
So yeah, not my favorite part of nature, but unfortunately there's not much you can do about it. You know, and she is, you know, part retriever. So that part retriever is a bird dog. So
absolutely.
Can't get after her on that one, but once again it's not my favorite to ever see a bird between the mouth of my cat or my dog. So.
I know, and incredibly, where, you know, the areas of close by where we all live, there's so many birds this year, it seems maybe more than usual. Plus, you marry that with your great garden, the haven for all
the
stuff, so it's going to be a lot more lot more possibilities of a bird ending up in that situation, you know. Anyway.
Exactly.
Speaking of plants, I'm going to tell you something. I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, I'm listening.
Oh, no, I heard this really good story and I thought of you. We were talking about like different, we talked about this in the beginning of the quarantine when we talked about having some plants at home and creating little garden boxes out of dresser drawers and that sort of stuff. And people have been doing all kinds of stuff during quarantining that they haven't probably done in a long time, you know, playing games, taking care of yourself, learning how to do yoga, even people who, I feel really bad when I read about this, but people who just decided to start working out and worked out every day, and in the last 3 months they've developed biceps and muscles, you know what I'm saying? It's like, oh my God. But they also said it would help them with their overall health and also reducing stress. And connecting to that, some people, you know, thought, wow, you know, this lady had a little plant shop, in her neighborhood, and I guess it was going out of business. And so she decided, you know, wouldn't it be a great idea to give people, it was kind of like we talked about the exact same thing many weeks ago on the show about, you know, starting your little plants at home. And this is way before your tomatoes took over the island. But this was like, you know, in the beginning of March, starting a little start, thinking about what's to come and maybe growing your own lettuce and stuff. Anyway, she decided a way she could help this little plant shop. She went to the plant shop and she took a bunch of pictures of all little plants, you know, and then went online and created this little plant sale, I guess she called it. And it ended up, she wrote this little thing about how plants are actually, it was based on some book that was written by somebody, Summer Oaks, her name was, it's called How to Make a Plant Love You. So I'm thinking, I just think of you because as long as I've known you, you've had a green sun and been a miracle lady with plants, you know. And there's evidently some YouTube channel, too. I'll find out about that. It's all about how to make a plant love you. And they're little teeny videos, like 10 minutes long, you know. Anyway, so long story short, people got excited about this idea. And this was not, by the way, in our area. This is another part of the country that somebody did this. And
right.
Created a little cottage business. Like, in other words, you know, if you have plants in your yard, which I know you do, I know I do, where you can do little cuttings, and then people start little starts, and they, you know, like that coleus that we got a couple of, you know, not too long ago. And those plants, you know, you can have those for 400 years. You keep cutting trimmings, and they restart, and you put them in little pots. And anyway, long story short, they made a bunch of plants. They got people to contribute, and it did two things. Number one, it brought little plants to people's houses. Two, came indoor plants, and evidently they chose the five best indoor plants that have the least amount of maintenance and the easiest to just basically give a little water and they'd be nice in the house. And they created this whole little circuit of people, so they're turning their love of plants and their little ideas into a neighborhood sort of like, almost like your food box, you know? You have a donation box where you put food in and people have been picking some up and then replacing it with other food. It's almost like the same kind of thing, a little plant thing going on. And created a little business, but also an interest in people having more plants around their house, which is evidently, of course, more healthy when you have the chlorophyll coming into your oxygen, you know? Anyway, I thought that was something that you'd, and when I saw this book called How to Make a Plant Love You, I thought, Rhonda E., I want to hear your advice on that one, you know? Because for some reason, you listen to the plants, you know where to put them, you know exactly what they'll need just by how they look, and that's pretty cool, you know? And
Yeah,
pretty good success.
I guess, I don't know how to make a plant love you, I guess, is just, I don't know, watch it. I mean, see what it does, wherever you put it. I've got plants even in my house. It's like sometimes I'll have, you know, a couple somewhere, and I'll notice that, you know, it's, wow, it really likes that spot there. It really seems to be taking off and enjoying where it's at. So I learned to find out if it doesn't work where it's at, then it's not looking too good here. I think something's not getting quite enough something, you know, so... I think leaving them alone, first of all, you know, is a good way of your plants loving you. Because some of them need a little TLC, but a lot of them just need, you know, a place that they can thrive. And I think the responsibility is just being able to find that place, no proper feeding and watering. You know, obviously if something gets too big, you're probably going to want to probably replant, that kind of thing. The other thing I do with my plants on some of them is, every now and then they like to take a little shower, very, very soft petals to their leaves. You know, not every plant likes that, but some of them do. My most recent, I guess, plant love right now is aloe vera. I want to see how big I can grow the aloe vera. And then I've got a spider plant that basically was not thriving too well, so I transplanted it and hoping that the area of where I have it at will increase the size of it. And then my other one is my little prayer plant, St. Patrick's Day and prayer plant. Found a spot for them because they seem to like to have subtle sun. And so I've got an area where I'm hoping they will thrive real well. So we'll see. So I think just paying attention to their surrounding, you know. They're very fond of certain lighting and certain temperatures, and I think the other one is music. They love music. So
wow, isn't that funny?
I think plants love music more than we know.
The slight vibration, maybe just kind of they can actually sense it, you know?
It could be. The other thing I found out, too, is the pairing of plants. I found that there's an incredible thing that I've witnessed in pairing my plants. So I've got one plant that I've kind of paired with another plant, a baby that I'm trying to get to root, and it seems to have taken a liking. It's staying very green and leafy and very happy and content where it's at right now. And the other one is thriving too. And I just pulled a couple from outside that are some outside plants and a grapevine too. And I've just now finally see that it's starting to do its breakup on the branch to where it's starting to put out some roots. So that's nice. So, that's kind of fun to watch and see what you can do.
Yeah. Well, I hope maybe on our next show, we could get into it a little bit more. Unfortunately, we're just about out of time, but, I think there's a lot of stuff to think about. Well, okay, if you have more questions, because Ron just brought up a bunch of good stuff, write us at Chestuarto, C-H-E-F as in Frank, S as in Sam, T-U-A-R-T-O at hotmail.com. Or just go to the Blog Talk Radio site that you're listening on right now, and we'll give you all the information. Get in touch with us, and we'll answer your questions. Ron, thank you for coming today. And
Thank you.
Everybody out there, you're so welcome. We'll see everybody. I'll talk to everybody later. Take it easy.